When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game. Headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
You know, folks, I spend most of my time right over there, poring over the day's biggest stories, collecting the finest, most topical news calf skins, and painstakingly washing them in calcium hydroxide solution, then soaking them in lime for days to remove all narrative impurities and create a pale vellum that I later place on my scriptorium in a monastery on the cliffs of Dover. There, using a pen cut from the wing feather of a swan of the River Avon, I design Coptic and Syriac illustrations adorned with whimsical Celtic spirals and use Germanic zoomorphic designs to create the marginalia surrounding the pages of elegant half-unzial insular script that tell the holiest of stories, which I then bind with golden thread under a protective case of carved oak to create for you the glorious late Anglo-Saxon period illuminated manuscript that is my monologue. But sometimes, folks, sometimes...
These people know.
They know. They know. But sometimes, folks, I come to under a ramp in the middle of a demolition derby, hotwire the Truckosaurus, and lead the police on a chase before crashing into a swamp gathering, just as what I assume is a priest says, "You may kiss the bride." I rip a leech off my ass and use it to hastily doodle a sketch of the scene in my own blood and an old Dave and Buster's receipt, then stagger toward the happy couple, clutching the Nightmare Stalker's wedding album of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile...
It is a boat that knows no harbor, but always sails strong. Meanwhile, a popcorn shortage is looming as movie theater attendance picks up. Popcorn supplies are so tight right now that movie theaters may no longer be able to offer popcorn in large, extra large, and dumpster. Meanwhile, speaking of movies, remember how Morbius was the biggest box office disaster of the year? I think Morbius is here this evening. It's Morbin time. Well, after people on Twitter started sarcastically praising the movie, Sony decided to re-release it in theaters last week, where it immediately bombed again, only grossing $85,000 on Friday. I would love to hear that pitch. Okay, lightning bolt idea. Hear me out. What if the entire country didn't see this movie, but twice? Meanwhile, in man's best friend news, a Chicago suburb passed a law limiting how much dogs can bark. And now owners of animals that are making excessive noise between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. could receive a $100 ticket, especially if that excessive noise comes from your dog's metal band. Meanwhile, in France, the world's number one producer of ennui, a man in a wig was detained after throwing a piece of cake at the Mona Lisa. He smeared cake on the glass and then threw roses everywhere. So his act of vandalism was hurling pâtisserie and flowers? Is all crime in France this French? This is a stick-up? This is a stick-up with a baguette? Nobody moves, and nobody gets buttered. Meanwhile, Pope Francis has sparked retirement rumors. Oh, we've seen this before. He says he's retiring. Next thing you know, he's taking the Buccaneers to the Super Bowl. Meanwhile, thanks to his salary endorsements and various business deals, LeBron James is now a billionaire. Great. Yet another billionaire with a pointless money-losing space program.
Stick around for more Meanwhile after this.
Hey there, Jordan Klepper from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
So we got to keep cooking here, but I can't go by without saying congratulations on being one of the Time 100.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much.
I didn't even know.
Great honor.
I didn't even know. Yes. That's fantastic, man.
That's beautiful honor.
Well deserved.
Wonderful.
Folks, as you know, I spend most of my time right over there doing the standy jokey. But sometimes I come over here for the city ha-has in my segment.
Meanwhile.
There it is. It doesn't need an introduction. Meanwhile, needs no introduction. Meanwhile, in ready to assemble infant news, IKEA Norway is offering to help Norwegians with baby names after a COVID-19 boom using their name bank with more than 800 listings drawn from the names IKEA has given to its furniture. Oh, good. Get ready for Swedish babies with names like Morbilenga and Fjedermuln. And what a sweet story to tell them. Honey, you were named after a veneer table that your dad's college roommate stained with bong water. I just pray to God American furniture companies never offer the same service. That's my son, Lazy Boy. And those girls over there, they're my twins, Raymore and Flanagan. Meanwhile, a new EU deal will force iPhones to use USB-C chargers by 2024. Damn straight. It's about time someone stood up to all those Apple bastards making me get a special plug just for their stuff, and that's after taking away my headphone jack, so I gotta buy a $30 dongle to plug in my headphones into what was a perfectly fine charging port. So now, if I want to charge it while listening to it, I got to drop another $250 on AirPods. At last, we the people have spoken, and they are saying, what's that? There's a green one? Yes, I will wait in line. So pretty. Meanwhile, there's news from England, where the sport of cheese rolling has returned after the pandemic, in which people chase a 7-pound double Gloucester cheese wheel down a steep hill, and which they describe as an extreme sporting event. Really, England? Really? You want extreme? Come to America, where after catching that cheese, we beer, batter, and deep fry it, dip it in ranch, and then attempt to live past 30. That'd be good. How'd you go?
Deep fried, baby.
Damn. Meanwhile, a rescue operation took place today in Pennsylvania after two people got stuck in a tank of chocolate at an M&M factory. The terrifying scene was discovered after their distraught shift supervisor found them the orange M&M. No one was hurt, but apparently the chocolate was about waist high, and rescuers were told that the two people cannot get out on their own. Can't or won't. Leave us alone! We specifically asked them not to call 911. Now drop in some damn peanuts and close the lid. Meanwhile, in Arizona, like Florida, but it's a dry crazy, a restaurant, we gotta go. A restaurant in Scottsdale has new walls made of Himalayan rock salt. So guests are encouraged to lick the walls while dining. But don't worry, don't worry. Restaurant staff said they regularly wipe the walls down. That is in no way reassuring. No, I'm not wearing a condom, but don't worry. I regularly wipe it down.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.